Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is August 7th, 2025. As you can see, we are not at home. Chris and I are away in Rhode Island. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. I see people coming in from California, South Carolina. Let's see who else is coming in. Cincinnati, New Mexico. Oh, the chat's going so fast. West Virginia, welcome. Hello to those of you in Idaho, San Francisco Bay Area. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. Massachusetts, Northeast. Welcome, welcome. So happy to have you with us. Texas. God bless Texas. We love our Texas viewers. New Jersey. I see New Jersey. Hello to our neighbors in New Jersey. Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada. God bless you. Happy to have you on. Medford, Oregon. Saw that. Saw Kansas. New Hampshire. I think it's called the Live Free or Die State. I think that's what New Hampshire is called, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Downey, California. Montana as well. Another Texas. Australia. Hello to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you with us. Australia's all the way across the globe. We love you. Thank you for tuning in, as well as everybody else who's jumping in from Philly, Nebraska, our neighbors in Connecticut. I see you as well. And our moderators, hello to them, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. I have a lot to get through in an hour. So hopefully it's going to be under an hour, but we have a lot to go over of something that is taking place prophetically in the nation, why it's taking place now. There's actually a biblical connection as well as urgent prophecy fulfilling having to do with Obama, the CIA, and what they found in vaults. So we're going to be talking about that also. So as all of you are jumping on, I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we are going to get into tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. Lord, we just praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we praise you that when Christ said it is finished at the cross and defeated hell, death, and the grave, he literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, miraculously rose again, ascended back to be with the Father, where he rules and reigns at the right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, we just praise you. You are welcome. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power and your presence mightily move, that people tangibly feel your presence as we go forth tonight, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor, would go forth mighty and minister to those who are watching, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us with your wisdom tonight, Father God. Order our steps, order my words, Father, as we go forth mightily in you tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, that every work of darkness, plot, scheme, contract, assignment that would be attempted to be deployed, we command in the name of Jesus Christ, be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, rendered powerless. Their communication lies disrupted. They cannot carry out their plans, destroyed by the holy fire of God, and cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because because of you, Father. Your breath breathed into the dust of the earth. We owe you every breath. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. We praise you today. We glorify your name, Father. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Hello to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. We're so happy to have you. As you can see, we are not home. So Chris and I are in Rhode Island. Chris is here. He's actually to my left. So before we begin, he's going to run on over here while I'm getting my notes up. And we are going to get started here in a moment. Here he is. There you go. For all of you who ask, how's Chris? Where's Chris? Our team's waving at you from the backstage here. There they are. They're down there. There they are. So Chris will probably be popping in and out during this live. So for those of you that like to see Chris, this is probably one of the broadcasts to do it. Okay. Oh, his coffee. Afternoon coffee. Oh, Chris needs coffee. I don't know how to say it. Like, the man needs it. He has to have it. He made me go and buy a Keurig coffee maker with a pot for the room because he wasn't satisfied with the coffee maker that was in here. Okay. You think I'm high maintenance? Oh no, this is a whole different level we're dealing with Chris. So I gladly bought it for him. And so now he's happy. He's got his coffee. Okay. I need energy. Oh yeah. I got plenty of energy. Let me tell you, I can run circles for days. But Chris loves his coffee. He really does. For those of you coffee lovers out there who are watching. Okay, so we're going to get into things because there was a breaking Fox News days ago that Jesse Waters, I believe, put out. It was shared all over X. And we've got prophecy fulfilling with this. But then we also have this Jehu moment that is prophetically happening in America and aligning biblically with what happened during the Clinton administration and the Obama administration. And there's actual biblical precedent for this. So we're going to get into the first. So basically, we're going to play the video for you in a moment. But there was breaking news that 20 CIA and FBI insiders confirmed that Barack Obama and a former CIA director orchestrated the entire Russia hoax and then hid it in a CIA vault for nearly a decade. I'm going to read to you this incredible prophecy fulfilling the words from the Lord in a moment. But let's play the video for our viewers and then we'll talk.
Fox News alert, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, releasing a bombshell report today that shows a conspiracy by a sitting president, Barack Obama, and his intel agencies to sabotage the president-elect, Donald Trump, brainwash the electorate, and undermine the legitimacy of an election.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't.
Gabbard got her hands on a House Intel report that's been locked away in a CIA vault for almost a decade. Investigators spent over 2,000 hours looking into how the Russia hoax was born, interviewing 20 CIA and FBI officials. And it turns out that the Obama administration doctored the intelligence to make it look like Putin and Trump stole the election. A month after Trump beat Hillary, Barack Obama wasn't satisfied with his intelligence reporting and ordered his CIA director to create a new assessment of how Russia interfered with the election. This was a highly unusual move. John Brennan handpicked 5 CIA analysts to write the assessment, and they were siloed. None of them knew what the other was doing. And only one analyst was in charge of drafting this report. There was nothing routine about this, and it was a rush job to publish before Trump was sworn in. Nothing was coordinated with the other intelligence agencies either. Basically, this was home cooking for Barack Obama. There were 4 key elements from the assessment that were repeated over and over again and formed the basis of the Russia hoax and the Robert Mueller witch hunt. 1, that Vladimir Putin wanted Donald Trump to win. 2, Putin took action to help Trump win. 3, the Russians had blackmail on Trump. That was the Steele dossier. And 4, that the Russians tried colluding with the Trump campaign. None of any of this was ever true. There was no reliable intelligence to support any of these allegations. Senior CIA officials repeatedly refused to traffic in these allegations, but they were repeatedly overruled by CIA Director Brennan and FBI Director Comey, who insisted that they be pushed, even without verifiable evidence. The Obama administration cherry-picked the intelligence, lied about their sources, misquoted sources, didn't corroborate their claims, suppressed intelligence that ran counter to their narratives, and even used anonymous internet postings. Rank-and-file CIA admitted what they were doing violated their own tradecraft standards. There was a massive pressure campaign that came right from the top. CIA analysts say they received unusual directives from political appointees, the CIA director, and Obama himself.
Okay, thank you, ladies. So do we see now why James Comey wrote 8647 back in May? They were in a complete panic that this was going to come out. And I'm telling you, for the month of August, because that man wrote that, like I said, that could be a target date of sorts, meaning not the direct date, but around that date. So basically, 8647 having to do with potentially the month of August and around the time of August 6th, which could be a week and a half later or before. But I'm just saying we're beginning to get a clearer picture on that now. So I want to take you to words from the Lord, going all the way back to 2020, and we're going to work our way up, because the closer an event gets, sometimes the more detail the Lord will give, and he will repeat himself in order to make a statement that this event coming is imminent. So let's go to December 3rd, 2020. Word from the Lord says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts this day. For I, the Lord thy God, am going into the motherboard of the operations, the control center, the processing centers, the hidden vaults where the most damning evidence and information is stored. And I, the Lord of hosts, say this day to my angelic army, go forth and open up the vaults, says the Lord. For I, the Lord God, am exposing the combinations that will now unlock shocking country and party altering information, where the players shall bleed their true colors, for the water of my word, capital, shall wash away the artificial dyes." Isn't that interesting, with Robert Kennedy being put in to make America healthy again, and he's going after artificial dyes and food. But to wash away the artificial dyes, the artificial mascots, the artificial colors, which is what he's going after too, says the Lord of hosts this day. So this prophecy was literally for this window of time. And the clue of that has to do not only with the vaults that contain the most damning of information, but the Lord said, my word shall wash away the artificial dyes, the artificial colors. And that's exactly what Robert Kennedy is going after right now in the food industry. So that literally December 3rd, 2020 was speaking about 5 years ago, this window of time that we are in now. Okay, let's go to December 18th, 2020. "And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there are both donkeys and elephants who have funds tied to terrorist organizations, who they are using as enforcers and hitmen around the world to attempt to shift and topple powers that do not share in their corrupt interests. This includes corporations in Europe. This touches down on every continent in the world. The earth is my capital footstool, says the Lord, not theirs. And the game of risk capital they have been playing in a reverse tidal wave will come back with twice the force on their plans, their councils, their meetings, their interests, their vaults, their accounts, their codes, including Microsoft, says the Lord." Which is interesting because Microsoft, I think, just got there was a breaking news about Microsoft today helping. I think it came out, The Guardian put out something about Microsoft helping Israel spy on the Palestinians. We're going to go now to October 25th, 2024. We actually have the clip of this. So I'm going to play the clip. So we go from December 2022, words from the Lord pointing at this, to now October 25th, 2024. And we're going to play the clip for you now. For I, the Lord, am revealing, that's capital, in this hour. I am revealing what was laid hidden for decades, says the Lord. I am revealing what has been locked away in vaults, says the Lord. Vaults of the banking system, system is capitalized. Vaults of the court system. Vaults of agencies that have three letters in your nation that have attempted to bury deep, capital, what I, the Lord your God, shall now dig up. For it is time to deal with the invasive plants at the root, says the Lord, and suddenly tear up, that's capital, their invasion, says the Lord, including at the border of America, says the Lord. The root of the invasion shall now be dug up in a public excavation, for the very large root that has remained in the dark and caused such to grow is about to be revealed before your nation. For the territorial spirits are compelling those filled with darkness to cross over, that they may position them in areas that are set to be turned over for truth. And they are being positioned purposefully in those areas to attempt a coup, a takeover, a hostile takeover, that's capital. You shall hear this term used in this hour. For hostile takeovers have occurred to the highest seats in your land, says the Lord. Okay, so that was October 25th, 2024. And in that word was vaults, decade, three-letter agency. What did Jesse Waters just talk about? How for nearly a decade, in vaults for the CIA, they had the most damning of evidence hidden that this whole thing was made up by the Obama administration. This whole Russia collusion was nothing more than elaborate deception and charade in order to try to prevent President Trump from getting elected. Now, we're going to go to March 12th, 2025, word from the Lord. And this is what it says. This is where you start to see, as it gets closer, you start to see a little more detail. The great excavation in your nation, O America, has gone forth. The great unearthing has begun in order to expose what has been buried for decades. There it is again, says the Lord. I am going back and reaching back decades, says the Lord. I have fooled the corrupt, allowing them to think they have buried such deep enough. However, capital, says the Lord, I am coming forth in this time and causing the soil to be tilled, the roots to be broken, the resource systems to be disrupted. I, the Lord, am allowing a breach, capital, of their walls, their firewalls, their vaults, their filings, their programs, and their bugs that have caused these activities to be veiled from the people of your nation, from the people of Iran, from the people of Russia, he put it right in there, from the people of Denmark, from the people of Europe. What has been hidden for decades is being excavated in this time, says the Lord, for I'm allowing it for a time and a time. Now, depending on what the Lord means, a time and a time, that could be 2 years. A time could be 2 years, a time and a time. So I'm gonna pray more about this, but that could potentially mean a span of 2 years, which would bring us to 2027, when we are supposed to, within the earth, have a 6 minute long full solar eclipse, amongst other things, including a year of double Purim in 2027, because it's a Jewish leap year, otherwise known as a pregnant year. It will also be 2027, the beginning of the declaration of who is going to be running for president. Keep that in mind as well in 2028. So all of those, praise the Lord, had vaults. Two of the three of them had the word decades in it. CIA, three-letter agencies. Praise the Lord for that, that this is prophecy that is actively coming to pass right now. Now, I want to go back to November 26, 2019, and read this excerpt from a word from the Lord. This is the first time the Lord ever said to me, the hunter shall become the hunted. President Trump himself on the White House lawn in a clip said, I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. That left his mouth recently on the White House lawn. Now, I think it's up on our social media too. We actually did a prophecy fulfilled with it, with that clip. But going back to November 26, 2019, almost 6 years ago, The Lord said, for when I anoint, when I mark my children and place a mantle upon them with the favor to walk out the task, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I, the Lord God Jehovah, will raise a standard against that plan. However, I am not only raising a standard, but I'm taking the circumstances that were meant to dismantle and destroy and reverse engineering in the spirit to cause my children to be built up even more, and the very thing that was supposed to destroy them and my plan and mantle I have placed upon them will cause them to soar, capital, above the wicked and the agents of darkness. They shall soar, capital, right to victory, says the Lord. Hold on one second here. I got to get the other part of this. Hold on. There is another part to this November 26th, 2019. Hold on. Let me see if I can grab it live. Oh, here it is. Hold on. I'm going to read it to you from this document I have here. Okay. Hold on. This is part of it. I want to do the whole thing for you. Here we go. Okay. So let me get to the soar part and then I will continue here. Okay. Soar above the wicked and the agents of darkness. They shall soar right to victory, says the Lord. For in the enemy's desperation to destroy, he discounted that I, the Lord, expose whom I please and am exposing the entire manipulative, calculating, self-motivated, power-driven plot before the people, says the Lord. And I'm causing these things to backfire and make a fool of the enemy's satanic agents and puppets, says the Lord of hosts. They are not the ringmasters, says the Lord. They are indeed the fools and the clowns in a very convoluted charade that has been put on display to open the eyes wide of the people and yanking up by the root for all to see the true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt where they shall now become the hunted for dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies and those who have persecuted you, says the Lord. Truly, you shall eat the meal of victory, for the time has come for my children to break through and break away from the cycles, tricks, and backdoor shackles the enemy has attempted to use to keep them from continuing in my plan. For where we are at now and what is going to take place is such a threat to his kingdom and the propaganda he cycles out that he has attempted to find any way in through anyone around you to oppress, depress, drain, and siphon from you not only the blessings of the Lord, but capital, the spiritual gifts that cause you to thrive. However, I'm getting ready. I'm getting the enemy by the heel of his leg and putting him out of joint where they cannot latch on or chain my children any longer. For by force of my word, capital, those shackles are breaking, those holds are weakening, and those attempting to hinder and oppose what I know is best for my children will by force be moved out of the way and put in a position where they cannot as easily meddle or attempt to override my agenda with a falsified one. That was November 26th, 2019, when that word was given. We are watching that word actively come to pass almost 6 years later. We also have another one from September 14th, 2020. Now, let me read this to you. The hunt is on, says the Lord. The hunt is on. The hunter shall suddenly switch in the blink of an eye and become the hunted. For I, the Lord God, am reversing the current. I am reversing the current. For many are attempting to create a current that runs opposing Almighty God, that opposes the people of God. A raging river of a current. Rage being the key word, my children. There is an attempted advance of a raging river, and raging rivers are bumpy. They are furious. However, I, the Lord, starting Rosh Hashanah, shall bring forth strategic events that shall begin to reverse the current, the rapids. I, the Lord, expose whom I please. And I am exposing the entire manipulative, calculating, self-motivated, power-driven plot before the people, says the Lord. And I'm causing these things to backfire and make a fool of the enemy's satanic agents and puppets, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, I'm going to stop there because that was going into the November 26th one just a little bit. But that one ending in reverse the current, the rapids, was from September 14th, 2020. 20. And I think we've got, let me see here. Yes, we've got one more from April 7th, 2023, where the Lord repeated himself. So you knew it was coming close, because when he repeats himself, it's about to be imminent what he's talking about. April 7th, 2023, the persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the event unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad, pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long, as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season. Once again, it has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts, and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. That is exactly what is happening. The hunters are now becoming the hunted, because there are subpoenas going out like Cracker Jacks right now, like candy going out against that administration, going out against the Clintons and a whole host of others. There was a whole list that was released of these subpoenas that have now gone out. So the hunter most definitely has now become the hunted. We are watching that actively come to pass. And like I said, President Trump spoke those words from the White House lawn within the past couple of months. He said, I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. Now, let's talk about the timing with this, because praise the Lord, this prophecy is coming to pass. But there is a timing with why is it coming to pass now? How does it biblically connect? Well, I'm going to show you. So we got to go back to Bill Clinton's first term in office. His first term, his first year in office in 1993, there were two blood moons that year. June 4th, there was a total lunar eclipse, and November 29th, a blood moon again, a total lunar eclipse. 5 months and 25 days apart, which is interesting because this is now happening in the year 2025. Now, if we jump to President Trump's first year here in office of his second term, there are two blood moons in his first year of office. One has occurred, another is set to occur, both on Purim. So the first was Purim 2025. It occurred back in March, and the other is March, I believe, 2nd to 3rd, 2026, which is Purim. So President Trump's first year in office is flanked literally by two blood moons, which is interesting because Clinton's first year in office, there were two blood moons, 5 months and 25 days apart. So now you have these, President Trump's first year of his second term flanked by these two blood moons. The second is set to occur, Purim 2026. So you've got double Purims, double blood moons, double reversals, double decrees of destruction that are then reversed and the Hamans are exposed. These subpoenas and what's being exposed by the Director of National Intelligence, what was in these CIA vaults, the whole Russia collusion was a fabrication, deception, and elaborate hoax in order to keep Trump from getting elected. All of this is coming out in between the time frame of these two blood moons that happened to mark the time of Purim in 2025 and 2026. Purim having to do with Haman having a plot to completely destroy the people of God, and God working through his people to expose the plot, bring it out in the open, cause a divine reversal, and cause the Hamans to fall. This is not an accident that all of this is being exposed within the time of these two blood moons on Purim 2025 and 2026, meaning within this year's time span. Now, I'm going to show you something here. There's another reason it's happening now. There's another reason. In 1997, Bill Clinton begins his second term as president. The Whitewater investigation, Ken Starr is in the thick of investigating. And in 1997 is when Congress attempted to impeach President Clinton, that he was able to evade the impeachment. 2025 is when President Trump began his second term. 28 years separates 1997 to 2025. So you have 28 years separating the beginning of Bill Clinton's second term, Whitewater investigation, and the impeachment. 28 years later, you get to 2025. President Trump begins his second term. You've got a blood moon on Purim. You've got this year flanked by two blood moons, each on Purim. There's also a blood moon in September this year, right before the High Holy Days. So literally within the first 3 years, within the first year of President Trump's first term, it's marked by three lunar eclipses. Now, back to this number 28 for a minute. So you got 28 years that separate this from the beginning of Clinton's second term, Whitewater investigation, the land scandal, and the impeachment of Bill Clinton to now. I'm going to tell you something. 28 years has to do with a certain king in Israel. And that king was Jehu. Jehu reigned 28 years, who was commissioned by God to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel. And 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. So 9-11 is in there. Remember, I told you Trump is going to be the 9-11 president because his presidency is equal 9-11. 2 Kings 9, 6 through 11 says, so Jehu got up and they went into the house and he poured the oil on Jehu's head and said to him, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike the house of Ahab, your master, so that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord who have died at the hands of Jezebel. For the entire house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every male, both bond and free in Israel. Verse 9, I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dogs will eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and there will be no one to bury her. Then he opened the door and fled, the servant who anointed Jehu. Verse 11, when Jehu came out to the servants of his master, one said to him, is all well? Why did this madman come to you? And he said to them, you know the man and his talk, because Jehu was trying to hide at this point that he had been anointed king. Jehu reigned 28 years, approximately 841 to 814 BCE is the approximate date. He was the 10th king in Israel. 2 Kings 10:36 says the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. Now, interestingly enough, 2 Kings 10:36, if you add that 2 plus 10 plus 36, you get 48, which happens to be our next election in 2028 for the 48th president of the United States. So 28 years separates us. Now keep that number in mind. I'm going to bring it full circle in a moment. Keep that in mind. Now to Obama, because it's all of them. It's the entire house of Ahab and the entire house of Saul that's being dealt with. Let's go to Obama. If we go to 1 Kings 21, there was an incident called Naboth's Vineyard. It was a land scandal with Ahab and Jezebel. The time between Naboth's Vineyard, the killing of an innocent man or the killing of a man on his own land, and the time Jehu was brought in and threw the body of Jezebel and Ahab's son on that same plot of land to fulfill the prophecy of the prophet Elijah was 14 years. Naboth's Vineyard, 1 Kings 21, verses 9 through 11. Isn't that interesting that all of these happen to be around the verses 9 through 11? Okay, 1 Kings 21, 9 through 11. Now in the letters she wrote, proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the people and seat two worthless and unprincipled men opposite him and have them testify against him saying, you curse God and the king, then take him out and stone him to death. Verse 11, so the men of his city, The elders and the nobles who lived there did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in the letters which she had sent them. Isn't that interesting? This is 9 through 11, a cover-up. Verses 9 through 11 is a cover-up surrounding a plot of land. And isn't that interesting how when 9/11 happened in New York City, it was a cover-up as well, because you're dealing with ancient spirits that are cycling through the generations. Now, another interesting thing, 9/11, Osama bin Laden, he was blamed for the whole thing. Well, keep that in mind for a minute. 1 Kings 21, 15 through 16. When Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, she said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to sell you, because Naboth is no longer alive but dead." When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. Look at verse 15. Arise, take possession of the land. I'm going to destroy the name of an innocent man on his land, which began also in 2015 against President Trump. They tried to destroy his name so he couldn't take possession of the land in 2016. And verse 15, Ahab is told, arise and take possession of the land because we have destroyed who is opposing you. Now, if we go, 2015 is the year that Obama was beginning to exit out of office. I believe he was reelected, actually, in 2012. I think 2012 is when he began his second term. So 2011, he was reelected. So you have 28 years and 14 years. Why 14 years is important. It's been 14 years since, by operation, I think it was called Neptune Spear, Obama had Osama bin Laden killed as a sacrifice on his own land. Make no mistake, this was a sacrifice. Why do you think they named it Operation Neptune Spear? Why do you think the operation was named that? This was a sacrifice. This was a sacrifice for what they were going to attempt to do in the United States of America, would to create their own land scandal when it came to Trump. And 14 years separates the time from Operation Neptune Spear occurring and Osama bin Laden being killed and Obama now being exposed completely. And all of this coming out in the open. It was 14 years between the time of Naboth's vineyard and Ahab and Jezebel completely being exposed and the whole house of cards beginning to come down. I'll explain this further. So in 2011, President Barack Obama, because he was on the cusp of re-election, keep in mind, he was up for re-election. He orders Operation Neptune Spear, the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. In Roman mythology, Neptune is the false god of the sea, fresh water, and horses. He is the Roman counterpart to the Greek god Poseidon. Neptune, along with his brothers Jupiter and Pluto, ruled over the sea, the heavens, and the underworld. So Obama is making a sacrifice here to the one he thinks rules over the heavens and the underworld. That was 14 years ago that this ended up happening. And interestingly enough, in the name Osama bin Laden, you happen to have the name Baal, which I don't think is a mistake at all. This was a sacrifice more than it avenged anything. What went on there, that entire operation. This was a Naboth's vineyard, in a way, type of event. And this happens 14 years ago. And like I said, it was 14 years between the time of the Naboth's vineyard scandal with Ahab and Jezebel and the time that Ahab and Jezebel came down was 14 years. And on top of that, that's for Obama. And then with Clinton, it has been 28 years since the beginning of his second term, where you had the Whitewater land scandal, another Naboth's vineyard, as well as the impeachment of Bill Clinton as president. So that is 28 years between that point and the time we are in now, that all of this is getting exposed. They're all getting subpoenaed. The truth is coming out of the vault. All of this is happening. And Jehu's reign in scripture was 28 years. This is why this is cycling the way it is. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. And it's all coming 14 years for Obama, 28 years for Clinton, all aligning biblically with what happened with the house of Ahab, Jezebel, Naboth's vineyard, and Jehu. And it's all happening in between two blood moons that are marking both Purims for 2025 and 2026, having to do with the reversal of Haman's wicked plot to exterminate the people of God upon them and their households. This is all not an accident that this is all happening this way. This is aligning prophetically. And we have to understand that the Lord raises kings up, he brings them low. He has an interest in the nations of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord, when it came to Saul, when the Israel said, we want a king, we just don't want God to be our king. We want a king like all the other pagan nations. And the Lord says to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Because Saul means asked for. Give them what they're asking for, but they're going to regret ever asking for it. That was Obama. Obama was a Saul Ahab presidency. Clinton was a Saul Ahab presidency. Trump is a David Jehu presidency. This is why we're seeing this happen and align the way it is. This is not accidental. This is prophetic. And we have to understand that this is an appointed time in the heavens. It's an appointed window between these two Purims and these two blood moons for all of this to come out in the open. God appointed this time so this would all align prophetically. Had it happened, let me tell you, had Trump got elected in 2020, none of this would have came out. I promise you it wouldn't have, because the people that needed to be aligned and needed to be in there, anointed to do this, would have not been ready, would have not been there, would have not been positioned, and none of this would have come out. So the Lord allowed 2020 to set them up for the greatest fall they could ever experience in their lives. He allowed them to put in Biden. He allowed the puppet presidency. He allowed Obama and the Clintons and their band of merry cohorts to think that they have gotten away with it, to think that they're going to put it in burn bags, that they're going to destroy evidence, that they are going to be able to set up for 2024. And the Lord allowed the setup. He allowed the setup to brilliantly maneuver the pieces in place, so that when 2020 happened, the right people were there in the right place at the right time, ready for the task at hand, appointed now to where they've gone in. The great excavation is happening, and it is happening in this appointed time. And we have to understand that there are times God will delay, and it's not a denial. It's a delay because all the pieces are not aligned up. All the people are not where he needs them to be in the plan, in the schedule, in order to bring the things out that he's desiring to expose. This is why 2020 happened, and this is why we're seeing all of this happen now. This aligns with the Jehu reign and the bringing down of the house of Ahab and Jezebel. By the time Jehu became king, Jezebel was exposed and gone. Ahab was exposed and gone. And Jehu came in, tore down the house of Baal, tore down the altar of Baal, tore down the complete lineage of Ahab because he was anointed by God to go in and destroy the altars that Ahab and Jezebel had erected in the nation, the altars to Baal, to claim that area for Baal, to continue to power those altars in order to keep the nation of Israel captive. If you want to free a nation, you tear down its high altars. And Jehu was anointed. He was sent in. He tore down the house of Baal. He executed their priests. He tore down the altars of Baal and destroyed them. When you want to take a nation back, you go find the high altars and you start to bring them down with the people that have been stoking and placing sacrifices and the images of those sacrifices upon those altars. And this is what we are beginning to watch happen now. These altars are being torn down. They are being brought down. We are seeing the rumblings of it. We are seeing the exposure. We are watching this happen. This is, you know, sometimes I think conservative podcasters think they know more than God and God's timing. Don't be foolish. God has a timing and an hour and a season for everything under heaven. And it has to be in God's timing, aligning the way he desires it when he appoints somebody and anoints somebody for a window in period of leadership. And President Trump has been anointed to tear all of this down. And we are watching it actively come down before our very eyes. And it literally aligns with the 28-year reign of Jehu and the 14 years between the Naboth's vineyard land scandal and bringing down of the house of Jezebel and Ahab. This is all aligning between the reign of the Clintons and the Obama administration. And biblically speaking, when it came to Jehu, Ahab, Jezebel, Naboth, this is all aligning right now. And this is why we're watching it happen as well between two blood moons, because that is the divine reversal. That is the Hamans being exposed. That is the house of Haman being brought down. That is Haman's plan and the gallows that he built to destroy the people of God. Haman being put on his own gallows that he meant to destroy somebody else. The Obamas, the Clintons, their cohorts erected gallows in this nation. Haman erected 75 cubits, I think it was, or 75 feet of a gallows, erected it before the entire nation. So the whole nation would watch Mordecai and the people of God hang. And instead, because of the appointed time by God and that he had Esther and Mordecai in position in the palace with the king, God caused a divine reversal. That gallows that was erected for the entire nation to see was now going to be the downfall of Haman. Haman comes from the line of Amalek. Amalek is the line that Saul refused to destroy. I'm going to tell you, in 2016, President Trump refused to go after this. And the Lord gave him a second chance and anointed him as a Jehu to go after it now. And Jehu was a far from perfect man. Far from perfect, but he was anointed to do a task. He was anointed to bring that house down. And this is why we are watching this prophetically happen the way it is playing out. So this is what I wanted to point out to you tonight, because this is all happening, not by chance, not by accident. This is all aligning prophetically. And so we have to just continue to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, because this all coming out the way it is truly is an incredible prophetic moment in this nation. And we have to continue to pray and intercede for those that are finding this information out, that are finding this information out, that have dug it up, that have gone into the vaults, that have found the burn bags. We need to pray for them and cover them in prayer, because right now they have put their hands directly on what Satan deems as his. So we need to pray for them, and we need to pray for them to get saved who are not saved and don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because they're going to need it in the season that they're walking in. So praise the Lord. All glory be to God. I think this is where I'm going to begin to wind things down for tonight, because it's a lot. And I will be back, though, on Tuesday. We will have a live. I will be back home. So I'll be broadcasting live Tuesday from our home location. So mark your calendars for that. There's a lot unfolding at a rapid pace right now. So I put out shorts as well about this. We'll be putting out shorts over the weekend, most likely. So you can go to all of our social media. And we could put up, maybe we can, if we have it, we can put up our social media for a moment before I make these few announcements here. But here on Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social, we're all at Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X is at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. We have our app in the App Store, Ark of Grace. You can download that as well. And we also are on pray.com. So you could go to pray.com, the app, search Amanda Grace. We are on there as well. We are on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. on pray.com. Also, the Bullocks, I'm going to be at Church International. Oh, yes, we are taking the streets. Oh, yes, we're taking it to the streets. All right. So I'm going to be with the Bullocks at Church International September 12th to the 14th. We're hoping to see you there. Looking very forward to being able to come back to Warrior, Alabama. So we hope to see some of you there. We also have it in our events section, arkofgrace.org/events. Our gala as well. If you want to be part of the gala, Donna Clement and myself are speaking. August 23rd is our end date, sort of, for accepting people that want to come. So you can call us, contact us, either by phone or email. We also have the Venmo as well. It's in our events section. If you go to our events section, we also have there, because a lot of people write us and they say, what's your address so we can send something, you know, where do we give a blessing? If you go to arkofgrace.org/events, we've put all of that information in the events section for you. It's in one place, so you can go there and it basically answers many of your questions at once, because we're constantly getting them through email. Also, Gividerm is having a flash sale. Yep, with any purchase of $150 or more, you get a bar of soap and a soap bag. Chris absolutely loves their soap, by the way. He has a nice little collection of it now, thanks to the Gividerm ladies in our house. And so beautiful, beautiful product. So you can get that for free with this flash sale that they're having. Also, MyPillow. If you would love to be a blessing to Mike Lindell right now after all they have put him through when it came to the election, you can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC, and it gives you a very large discount off of MyPillow products. They have dog bed slippers, robes, they have mattress toppers. They are just so much more than pillows now. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. And thank you to our moderators and our team for being on with us. Thank you to all of you who were watching. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as the other Psalms we have there for you to get into the Word. We always want to encourage you in the Word. The Word is living and active and current for every generation. It's a living, breathing document. We need to treat it as such. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19, not only in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, but in Scripture. I say these Scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. Get into the Word right now. The Word is literally coming to life prophetically before our very eyes. You need to be in the Word. It sharpens you. It sharpens the gifts that God has put in you. So it is so important. That's your real soul food. That is your real soul food, is the Word of God. So thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on live Tuesday. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless. Hello, all. I have Andrew Sorcini here from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew, gold and silver, we have seen a climb with both of them in the past year. So I want you to get into the ins and outs of that and where we're at.
Yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful. So we've been working together now for 4 years on educating Arc of Grace listeners into understanding how gold and silver can help your portfolio. And each of them, as it sits today, are up about 75%. So we've had a lot of people reach out and say, okay, great. You know, I believed in what you guys were doing and I could see that I'm up. So what do I do? And we'll have individual consultations with people as they reach out to us. And some of them have said things like, well, back 4 years ago, we went heavier on gold than we did on silver. And now it seems like silver is more popular and that it has a better chance to go up multiples of where it's at in comparison to gold. And I always say, well, sure, it does. We just don't know when that will happen. And many people have indicated that they may not have or want to use additional cash to obtain more silver. So what they've asked is, could I sell part of my gold back to you that's in my retirement account? And instead of having you send those funds, why don't we use those funds to buy more silver? So we call it an IRA exchange. And we've been doing those, a lot of them, for people out there. And when we close out a portion of their gold holdings, some people have been up as much as $400,000. Wow. Some people have been up tens of thousands of dollars, and many have been up six figures or more. And this is just absolutely wonderful, because there was like a decade period, not that long ago, for a whole 10 years, where gold and silver didn't move that much in price. So people would get bored with it after like 5 years and sell it for break even or a small loss. Yeah. That wasn't fun. But right now, as making money is our secondary goal, preserving it is our primary goal, we've been able to help a lot of people achieve both of those goals. And it actually feels good. We've helped out the ministry quite a bit, but the work isn't done, because as time changes and the events in the world are different now than they were 4 years ago, it might make sense for you to do what we call a portfolio review and have a look at your retirement account. But we're mostly looking for the people that have purchased 3 or 4 years ago.
And not only that, which is amazing. Also, I know, Andrew, you do gold-backed IRAs that people can contact you about, that you can kind of help seamlessly transition for them, or if they're just getting started in gold and silver. Be specific with Andrew when you contact him, because he wants to place you with the right individual within his company in order to get all your needs met.
Yeah, so one example of that is Arc of Grace listeners often will say, well, what about annuities? You talk about retirement accounts. I have annuities, and my retirement account actually has an annuity. Can those be used for a precious metals IRA? And these are on a case-by-case basis. There are situations where if you have an annuity that's outside of a retirement account, there could be a huge penalty for you cashing out, which we wouldn't ever want you to do. So we want you to schedule a consultation with us and let us have a conversation with you about it. And if it's not good for you, we'll actually talk you out of it, even if you want to do it. So it's that's what that portfolio review and the consultation, these things are really great. They're free. And you just go to the website or send me a text to the 310 number there, or send me an email. Don't forget your phone number. And I read each one of them. I'll send your information to the proper associate, the one I think that could help you the best. But it's a really great service. And we have a really great system as to how we are able to get to each person in a timely manner.
So in order to contact Andrew, like he said, you can text the 310 number you see on the screen. You can email him, Andrew at bh-pm.com. They are more than happy to speak to our Arc of Grace family. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. We love having you.